Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is online dating a waste of time? Now, we received an email from a listener that I kind of went through earlier on, and it is quite long, so I'm not going to read out the whole thing, but I will paraphrase it for you. She's asked us to raise the topic about online dating and the behaviour of some men online. She says that men she is in contact with in the age group of 50 to 60 years of age, she says that once you talk a little and exchange numbers, the conversation immediately turns sexual. She goes on to say she's no prude and loves the banter, but the recent experience she has had on online dating are not banter. She says that on her profile, she clearly states she's looking for a relationship and they claim to be looking for the same. Time and time again, she gets talking to a man. And then within a couple of exchanges, he's asking about sexual fantasies and favourite positions. Pardon me, a bit of wind there. And she asked one man if he actually expected an answer to these questions, and he said yes. But she obviously didn't answer them. She wants to know why men think these questions are acceptable to ask a virtual stranger. She believes Irish men have lost respect for women generally. And tonight I want to talk about the online dating experience and ask you, is she right? Is it a waste of time? Or can you actually meet somebody worthwhile online dating? And what has your experience been with online dating? Maybe you found the love of your life. I want to hear about it. Or maybe you are giving it a try and you think it is seedy and a complete waste of time. So the question is online dating a waste of time, or does it work? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. And is she right? You know, once you hook up with a guy in an online dating, is the first thing they're asking about is sexual positions and fantasies. Let me go to Jane. Jane, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jane?
Hi, how are you?
Baby Jane. I'm sure you're sick of hearing that one. Yeah, you probably heard that before, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jane, is online dating a waste of time?
Yes.
Okay,
it definitely is.
In what sense? You just don't meet the right people, or it's seedy, or what? What?
Just everything you read out in that email, actually. Seedy, yes. Same situation. Everybody that you meet, they say that they want a relationship. Now, I have become kind of experienced at kind of sussing out the ones that are saying that.
Right. Okay.
The ones that really don't mean it. If they say, "See what happens." Scroll on by.
Right, okay. So how long are you online dating now? Are you still doing it, or?
Well, I'm an intermittent.
Right, okay.
I do one or two different sites here and there, and then I give up, and then I go back on them just for the crack.
And are you looking for a relationship, or are you just looking to stay single but have, you know, a part, a friend, or, you know, I'm not going to be rude, I'm just wondering what you're looking for in life. Are you looking for somebody to be with for the rest of your life, or what are you looking for?
Well, I'm not looking for a marriage.
Okay.
I am separated and I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
And I from talking to my sons in their 20s, it seems that this seems to be just what 50-year-old plus men are after.
Right.
They're just interested in
sex.
You know, they're just looking for a fuck buddy, really. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I get you. So yeah, they're looking for no strings.
But they don't say it. They don't say it at first, and then they waste your time. Mm-hmm. And then, as I say, I've become callous at sort of sussing that out now. No, all I really want, I guess, is somebody to spend time with.
Yep.
Do stuff with. And,
go to pictures, go for walks. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The other stuff may follow.
Of course, you know, yeah, friends and benefits, yeah.
You're jumping to stage 11 at stage one, in my opinion. They are.
Right, John, did you have the same experience this woman had? She basically, I'm not going to read out her email, it's quite long, but she basically said a typical example was last evening I swapped numbers with a guy, and after asking me for my favourite movie, the next text was my favourite fantasy, my favourite porn clip. Now, I'm not going to go into what else he asked, but it's vile. So is that your experience too? Like one,
yeah,
two or two texts in, they're asking about
totally,
sexual positions.
Totally, nearly every one of them, yeah. And I mean, one recently it was have you ever sent any naughty pics to anyone? And we were speaking 2 hours at that stage.
Right, and he was looking for nude pictures of you.
He kind of indicated that. Had I ever?
Well, that's the same as asking you for them, really, isn't it? I mean, he was waiting for you to say yes, so you'd send him one.
He was highly offended when I called him out on it. Highly offended.
And have you ever had guys send you, you know, naked pictures or pictures of
Absolutely.
What's that about?
Those, those type of, well, I mean, I just block them, you know what I mean?
I mean, why, I don't understand, and I hear this all the time, the girls have told me, like, on Facebook, on Messenger, you know, that random guys, they don't even know, send them pictures of their doodah, right? And I go, why would you send somebody a picture of your doodah? You know what I mean? I mean, what's that about? You don't see women generally sending pictures of their foo-foo. You know what I mean? It doesn't. That's Helena's word, by the way, foof. It's a nice word. You don't. I mean, women tend not to do that, but guys.
That's what we call it.
Yeah, no, I do understand that men, I mean, maybe sometimes women can't understand. Men have testosterone, right? And, you know, and testosterone does, you know, it rears its ugly head every now and again.
Yeah, but they got to control that.
Yeah,
know?
Absolutely. No, I completely would. I mean, you behave like a gentleman, and then when you're in the relationship and you become sexually comfortable with each other, that's okay to ask those questions. But not, you know, as an opener for a relationship.
It's never been my experience. Never. I have never come across anybody on a dating site who behaves in any gentlemanly fashion, unfortunately.
I'm shocked at that, Jane. I'm disappointed and I'm ashamed of men, you know, generally, if that's the case. And this girl is saying the same thing and you've had the similar experience. So I'm actually, I apologise on behalf of the men of this world because I don't believe we're all like that.
Well, thank you. I'm still trying to weed them out.
Yeah. So how many guys would you say you've kind of, when I say hooked up with, you know, messaged, you know, or exchanged numbers with over the last few years? How many?
Well, that's usually as far as it gets with me, because, you know, there's been one or two coffee dates. But, yeah. You know, I mean, do I have to say numbers?
Oh, okay. Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. There's no shame.
It'd be at least 20.
Okay, yeah, we're double digits. Yeah, we're double digits. Yeah. Okay, by the way, that's not a shameful thing. I mean, you are single. You're quite entitled to, you know, hook up with people and meet up with people or go for coffees or whatever you want to do. It's your life, you know. I mean, there's no shame. I mean, if a guy was on the air telling me this, there'd be no shame attached to it. So there should be no shame for women if they want to go out and, you know, meet people and go to pictures with strange, when I say strange people.
But you would like, I mean, ultimately, I would like somebody, you know, that I can...
see again.
But you have a friendship and see you again and maybe
fall in love with
stuff like that.
Yeah, and, go on holidays.
A bonus, but you know, normal stuff, you know, why does it always have to be? I just think to myself, you know, why don't you, you know, just put on your status what you actually really want?
Yeah, I'm looking for a hookup.
Yeah, and then we'll see how many people, you know, are interested.
But there are sites, I'm assuming, I don't know all the dating sites, because thankfully I never had to use them, but there are different dating sites, and I'm assuming some have reputations. Yeah, some have reputations, I assume, for hookups, and others don't, yeah? Is that the way they work?
So I'm told, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what's the main dating sites?
Well, I mean, you would imagine dating sites would be like Match.com.
Yeah, okay.
I've tried all these, by the way.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Plenty of Fish.
For You. No, I don't go near that one because my sisters are on it and they fish from the same pond. I wouldn't be interested.
Your sisters are fishing from the same pond.
Oh, I heard, yeah.
Jeepers. What other ones is there? And would you be registered in many of them?
No, I was, but no, none at the moment. Absolutely man free. I can't.
And I'm assuming women get more interest on these sites than men do, because there's probably twice as many men on most of these sites than there is women, I imagine. Am I wrong?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know what they tell you. I mean, often you'd start talking to a guy and they'd say, oh, I've met some weirdos on here and they've sent me this and they've asked me to come over to their house at 11 o'clock at night, and I'd go, wow, aren't you lucky? And, you know, 2 hours later, they're
asking you to walk over their house at 10 o'clock at night. Yeah.
So they're really.
Yeah, well, what they're trying to do there is they're trying to suss you out, aren't they, really? You know what I mean? To see how you'd react to that.
And, you know, unfortunately, I hate the fact that I'm clever. Yeah. But I am.
Yeah, and you can suss them out very quickly, yeah.
Yeah.
And can you tell by, I mean, I don't know, can you tell by looking at a guy, you know, that, oh, he looks like a weirdo? Can you tell by looking at somebody?
Well, the only ones that I would definitely avoid is anybody who puts up, you know, a profile picture without their shirt on or anything suggestive, anything ridiculous like that. No, I wouldn't even look at them.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
And generally the profile pictures, from your experience, are they accurate? Or are they usually taken 10 years ago when, you know, he was in his prime?
Well, from the ones I met for coffee, yeah, no, they were okay.
Yeah, reasonably accurate.
But you know what I do find? They are very cheeky men. sorry, but they will say to you, how old are your pictures? Now, anybody who kind of cross-questions me, like, you know, I'm a criminal or something, you know.
How old are your pictures, Jane?
When did you take that? Yesterday. Really, you look great for your age. And I'd say, I know.
So are your pictures up to date?
I've come across people that, you know, I turn up and they're 2 stone heavier and they're 10 years older. And I say, well, I think to myself, you're not a nice character. So they're gone. You know?
Yeah, well, look, if there's deceit from the start, you're doomed, aren't you, really? You know what I mean?
Well, it kind of says a lot about their manners, doesn't it, really?
I mean, your friends or your sisters or whoever else that you know who's online dating, has any of them been successful and found somebody that's been genuine?
I haven't met anybody who has been, no. I don't know, none of my friends or sisters or anything has ever met anybody of any quality on websites like that, to be honest.
Now there are other sites, of course, that pay a large subscription or not subscription, a large fee, and they organise the dating and they match people together. That's a kind of different situation to random websites where you're kind of hooking up yourself.
That's right.
Have you ever tried any of those ones? Now I'm not going to start mentioning them on the air, but there are a few because I know some of them advertise with us as well. But there are a few, and they charge a premium, but for that you get a service whereby they will interview people, literally interview you. And they have a fair idea who people are, their professions, and they try and match you up with somebody, you know, of the same age group, same category, with a professional. And so have you ever tried any of those ones?
No, I haven't done.
They're expensive.
But I have tried. I mean, I've investigated them. But I would pay, like if I'm on Badoo, which I was for a while, I paid premium so that you could see who was viewing you and all that kind of thing. But no, really, I it's a waste of time and money, really, because they don't appear to be real people, to be honest, you know. Now, my son has met a girlfriend on Tinder, and he's only 25. And I said to him, I thought Tinder was like for hooking up, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, not at our age, that's only for sad people your age.
Right, okay, at least he's honest. Okay. But stay there, because Derrianne, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Derrianne?
Hiya, Niall. Great. Good. Yeah, good.
Have you used an online dating site?
No, I haven't. But I'll tell you why. Because in my day, it's not that terribly long ago.
Stop giving you the old rub.
No, shut up. But anyway, I can't remember. Was it the back of the evening paper they used to run the ads?
Oh, the ad, the small ads.
Yeah.
Man with knife and fork wants to meet woman with plate. Yeah, those ones. Yeah.
Yeah, and you ring a number and they have a recording, and then you could leave a message. But anyway, I did that.
Sounds very complicated. But I know the ones you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was no online then. But anyway, the first guy I met. I remember meeting him at a hotel in Dublin Airport. I think I stayed 10 minutes. He was such a, can I say,
gobshite? Yeah.
Yeah. And he was into swingers and all sorts.
He was what? He was straight in wanting to know, were you interested in a swinger party?
No, and I'm not joking. I actually think the group that he was with were sitting on the far side of where we were. I said, you know what now? I'm up and out of here. Good luck, goodbye, and sayonara. And
right.
I left.
Right, okay,
but
that was a waste of time.
Fella, I have a soft spot for a lovely English accent in the man.
Right.
And this guy was English, and I said I'd meet him. I brought a friend when I met him, because I said I'm not taking any chances, and he was interested, and I put him off for a bit before I decided I'd meet up with him. I thought he was a bit too anxious to go out, you see. And then I finally said, grand, I would. And he started off really gentleman, and we went to concerts and The Point. And
okay, sounds promising.
You know,
yeah.
We did lots of nice things. And then he was allegedly, I know the company he so-calledly was working for, and I could have made any phone calls and found out anything I wanted, but I didn't bother. He was coming from England, and he was working here. He had a big BMW, the whole lot. And so he'd come and go. So every so many weeks he'd give me a call, we'd have something organised, we'd go out. Then there was a couple of strange things. I met him in a house down somewhere or other, and there was nothing in it. And I just, the whole thing, I thought there's something fishy about this guy. And now I have to say I was enjoying a bit of crack. And
but you thought there was something, a bit of deceit was going on, yeah.
Oh, I thought there was something deceitful going on, but I have to say I had broken up a few months.
Well, you get to the point. I'm trying to figure, I'm guessing here what happened. So I'm assuming he wasn't who he said he was.
Well, no, I reckon he was who he said he was, but I think he was that kid, he didn't realise what a small place Ireland is.
Right, okay, so he wasn't really living in England and working over here. He was living over here, was he?
No, I'd say he was married in England.
Oh, yeah, getcha. Yeah. All right.
But this is what happened.
Yeah, I can say Jane has had that experience a few times. Guys that are pretending to be single, by the way.
No, you're just faithful to them.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely yeah. think he was. But what happened in the end was, He had. We were to go to Castle Leslie for a weekend. Ah, oh, this was lovely. And then he wanted to meet me for breakfast one morning in the Gresham. Or not the Gresham.
He was into his hotels, wasn't he? Yeah, but go on, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, he was into, you know, pompous and, you know, look what I have. Anyway, I went in and he spent great length breaking the news that he couldn't go for the weekend because his poor mother was very ill in England.
Ah, stop,
and she probably
was going
to die. Now, wait, I tell you, that was fine. I didn't react. I said, yeah, whatever you're having yourself. You
God
know, I
it.
Knew it was all
yeah.
something funny. But anyway, he came back about 2 or 3 weeks later and gave me the call, met up with me, we went out.
With the greatest respect, Terry Ann, this just sounds like, I mean, Jane, you're listening to this. This sounds like a booty call, if you're asking me.
Yeah.
It does, Terry Ann. It sounds like a bit of a booty call.
Well, I don't know what call it was, but anyway, he went to great lengths to tell me about the mother dying and the cremation and this, that, and the other, and that was all very fine.
His wife didn't let him go.
Yeah, you guys, yeah, he was looking for you to do the whole Florence Nightingale thing and feel sorry for him. Yeah,
oh, I got
yeah.
that. Actually, believe it or not, I got that on day one.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway...
Will you get to the point? He was lying to you. There was no mother, there was no grandmother.
No,
he was married, yeah.
He was definitely married. But anyway, the next part was, just coming up to Christmas, he was back again and he wanted to meet up, you know, before
in
he
a hotel.
Go. And he let slip on the phone. I remember exactly where I was in my car. I had a mobile phone, so now, at the time, and I had pulled in over in Portmarnock, and he said, I had a nice time. I went back by the old folks' home, or whatever you call it, where my mother was, to visit her. And I just said, what did you just say again? And he
forgot. See, a liar needs to have a good memory.
Yeah.
Okay, so generally speaking, you thought that was in your day, it wasn't online dating, it was advertisements and papers and stuff. That was a waste of time, generally speaking. Okay,
but in between all that,
yeah, have you
listened to Jane there? He wanted to have a threesome, he wanted me to bring in a girlfriend, then he brought in a guy, and I said,
stop, Jane.
No, I'm not joking you, but.
Jane, have you had that? Have you had blokes looking for threesomes?
I never got that far. No.
Oh, yeah. You stopped them in their tracks.
I didn't entertain beyond sex talk in the first few hours.
Right, okay.
Goodbye.
By the way, just to establish, Jane, you're not suggesting you're a prude or anything like that. It's just, you know, there's a time
not.
And a place, yeah.
Absolutely not. But yeah. It's kind of like, you know, you just know how to divide what's real and what's not and what's, you know. I mean, I appreciate that men like to compartmentalise their life. I do, because that's the way they are, I think. I have three sons.
See
it.
When you say they like to compartmentalise their lives, what exactly do you mean by that now?
Well, I...
Because I am a man, so be careful what you say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, wife and family is one thing. And,
yep.
That's if they're married, of course. And I wouldn't be interested in anybody who's married at all.
No.
But family is one thing. And then, you know, sex is another.
What bit on the side, like?
A certain age. When they're past 50 and they're already have been married or separated or whatever, they're only interested in really keeping, you know, the pub and the mates together, and then maybe the woman that they have the sex with. Yeah, so
right.
They don't
okay.
really want to bring her into their life, you know. This is what I've noticed.
But Jane, when I hear this, and I read this email earlier on from this woman, and I listened to you, and I'm not disagreeing with you, by the way. There are a lot of guys like that, absolutely. But I would hate to think that we're generalising, because I'm not like that at all. You know, I am absolutely head over heels in love with my partner.
No, I'm
going through a divorce. But okay, so but I'm with my partner now 3 years. Divorce takes a long time in this country.
I know.
Yeah, I'm with my partner now 3 years, and I am absolutely. I would do anything for her. Now, don't get me wrong, obviously, intimacy is great and all that is wonderful as well, you know, but I mean, there's more to it than that. We have the most wonderful conversations. We talk to each other for 4 or 5 hours every day. You know what I mean?
I have all of that with my ex-husband, yeah. and he's a gentleman, and he's lovely, and actually, to be honest, which is kind of hard to find somebody to match up to him, because he you know, he has integrity.
So
you
can I ask what happened then?
Well, we grew apart,
Okay.
I don't know really what happened, to be honest. It was my choice in the end, but we have an autistic child, and I think really that was strange.
Of course, it made life difficult.
Because I gave all my time to that.
Yeah, no, and I understand.
You know, it did for a long time. And then you suddenly turn around and you go, oh, I'm in my mid-40s, now I'd like to do stuff. And you turn around and he's kind of asleep on the couch. And that was sort of what happened with us. But...
Well, you know, I mean, don't blame yourselves, neither one of you, for that, because that's a circumstance of life, and that can happen, and it can drive a couple apart. You know, it can it drives love out the window, I suppose. You know what I mean? You become, I suppose, you both became
no
workers.
On either side. You know, there's no regret. But I haven't met any man that is like him that has that attitude.
But maybe that's maybe you're doing something wrong then. Why are you measuring men against him? Because every man is different.
I'd like basic manners, though.
Oh, no, you know? I understand. You know what I mean? But, you know, but when you say you haven't met a man that's like him, that suggests to everybody listening that you should be with him.
Oh, no, it's not like that at all. No. Mm. I mean, when it's over, it's over. And that's, you know, that's it.
No, sorry, but well, I mean, maybe people make mistakes, then go back with each other if you want. Sorry, Jerry, Anya, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add on to that I know three people, one, two, three, one would be in her 30s, one would be in her 60s, one would be, she's 50s. And they have met the most fabulous people online dating.
Okay, it can work for some people. Stay there, both of you. Let me go to Sean. Let me get some male opinions here. Sean, you're on Classic Kids. Sean, men are only online dating for one thing and one thing only, really. That's the kind of message I'm getting here tonight.
Well, I wouldn't know since I don't do online dating, but... as I said in the text, my experience is enough mad, bad, and dangerous to know people out there in the real world without going online to actively seek them out.
obviously, yes. There is enough loonies out there you can find. But, I mean, do you believe online dating, do you believe it can work? Are you single, by the way?
I've been single for the last 12 years.
Oh, that's Sean, you told me. I remember talking to you, Sean. You're a wonderful man. I remember speaking to you the last time you were on. That's right.
I pity the ladies wouldn't think the same.
So, Sean, I mean, have you tried the online dating?
No. The closest I ever came to was, years ago now. At the time, I was the house that I was in, there was a room going there because the guy who was sharing the place with had moved out. And so I was advertising online, you know, for a potential housemate. And this woman was started contacting me about it. And it turned out we had a mutual love of cats.
Okay.
So we kind of...
You're a cat man. Yeah.
Yeah, I adore them, absolutely.
So you're looking actively for a cat lady.
Well, I love cat men.
Yeah. I had a cat at the time. Like,
yeah.
It actually wasn't my... It belonged to a previous bloke who lived there, who turned out to be a psychopath.
Right, okay.
And he got kicked out. It was like the best divorce settlement ever. I got the house and the
cat
as well. Like,
okay. So did she move in?
No, she didn't. No, it turned out she found somewhere else to live anyway, but we kind of arranged to meet up for a pint anyway in a local pub near me. And I showed up. I was fairly presentable. She was there with a friend of hers. As soon as I walked in, over to them, her face just dropped when she looked at me. And
why?
To be honest,
why do you think her face dropped?
Well, I mean, I look like I probably because I look like I could haunt houses for a living. You know, I'm kind of skinny. I'm not the most.
Sean, you got to have more confidence in yourself.
Yeah, I know. That's a
We're all beautiful people.
Yeah, well, tell them that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people are a little bit more attractive than others, but beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
I don't know. But then, I also have problems with chronic social anxiety as well.
I know.
Small talk and stuff like that, very, very difficult for me. If I get to know somebody over a long period of time and get to... But if you show anxiety or underconfidence to a woman, you know, you're dead in the water. I mean,
right, because they're looking for a strong, confident man.
Yeah,
Jane, is that true? I mean, if you see a weakness in a man.
No, I don't think so.
A lack of confidence, maybe shy, introvert.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that can be nice.
It can be endearing as well, can't it? Somewhat.
A reasonable person or a nice one is not going to judge somebody on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, everybody, we're all human. We all have different qualities to bring to the table, you know. No, I wouldn't think that that's... Maybe that's his perception of what happened, you know?
Yeah, well, obviously Sean lacks a bit of self-confidence.
When you're not feeling very confident, you do tend to feed into what you think other people think, you know?
Remind me again, Sean, when was the last date you had, sorry?
I've been single for 12 years. I can't remember the last time I had... The closest I ever came to talking to a woman, like, was... Last time I tried chatting up to a woman as such was maybe 2-3 years ago, and she was quite an attractive woman, you know, in her mid-40s or something.
How were you getting on? Do you think you were being successful, or do you think she was
She was saying, oh, you're a very interesting man and all that, and mm-hmm. you're talking away, and I was like, oh, my God. She was talking away. She liked classical music as well, because I'm a huge classical music lover. I thought, wow, that seems like an interesting person. And then she turns there and she says, do you know what I hate about this country? It's all the blacks coming into the place.
Oh, stop. She was a racist. That's all you need,
I just thought.
That's all I need,
The last actual date I went on was, maybe about 10 years ago or something. I met this woman in a bar one night. And she was saying, you know, I like a man in the suit and all that, so... Metal player in the suit and having a few points. I was being a complete and absolute gentleman.
Yeah.
And next thing, she's just about an hour and a half into it, we're up at the bar, and she just turns into this raving loony, like starts screaming abuse at me, yelling at me, you only want the one thing. I hadn't even made a finger.
Hang on, Jane. I mean, you listen to Sean, he's been unlucky in love, unfortunately. What advice would you give him? I'm not saying you're a dating expert, by the way, Jane.
I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not.
What advice? Where is he going wrong?
I would say what I was going to say that time is I think it's a bit rude for somebody to turn up with their friend. I mean, what are they, 13? It's intimidating.
Well, some women might. But someone might do that out of fear.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
For heaven's sake. Are they grown up or not?
I see the advice all the time with these websites is that you should never go on your own and always meet in a place where there's a lot of people and public and all that.
Bloody nonsense. I mean, really, meet somebody in the daytime and have a coffee with them or whatever. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's intimidating. If I turned up and there was two men there, I'd run a mile.
That's true. Absolutely.
It's not fair.
I've never thought of it like that, because I've heard of women turning up in twos, you know, for a date, and then once everything's all right, the other woman leaves. But I never thought of the fact that if you went on an online date and there was two men there, she'd be mortified, wouldn't you? Yeah, of course.
I think at 55 years of age now, I should fairly much know where I'm safe and where I'm not.
Mm. I would like to think so, yeah.
Well, God, when do you know?
Well, Sean, I would stay away from the online dating, because from what Jane is telling me, you know.
Yeah, to be honest, I gave up on the whole prospect of a relationship long time. I'm actually more, because I don't think I could actually deal with the whole relationship thing. Anyway, you know, I don't have much to offer. I'm on invalidity pension. I'm in a crappy rented accommodation. I don't drive. I have no kids, no experience with kids. I've nothing to bring
but
to the table.
Yeah, but you have you to bring to the table.
Yeah, but most women, they want somebody with prospects and, you know, somebody with a job, and I completely get that, you know.
I don't agree with that.
Unfortunately, that's, you know.
No, I don't. I think most people.
But is he not right? And I don't mean to put him down, right?
No.
But there are a lot of women. I'm not saying all. I mean, we're talking about, let's be fair, we're talking about the faults of men. Testosterone can be a huge fault in a lot of men, right? In a date, to asking inappropriate questions and stuff like that. But when it comes to women, I find one of the biggest faults of women, and I'm not talking about all women, right? I'm just some women, that they can be a bit materialistic. You know, they're looking for something. They're looking for a man with a future. They're looking for a man who could provide for them, who could give them show them a good time, bring them on holidays. A lot of women, there are a lot of gold diggers out there, Jane.
Well, perhaps that's where I'm going wrong, because I don't actually go for that.
Yeah.
To me, it's about the person. And in fact, the last question I'd ever ask is, what do you do for a living? I don't, and I don't really like people who ask me that, because I always think, what's that got to do with anything?
Do you know what I think? I think it's really, I've been extremely lucky that I've met the most amazing woman, right? But I think it's very difficult to find the right person in your life, or the person, you know, who is the right person
with
for you.
With a connection.
Oh, as human beings, we're all so unique. To find two people who are compatible is extremely difficult. As I said, I've been extremely fortunate that I've met the most amazing woman. But in saying that, you know, there are so many people who are so unlucky in love, and they meet somebody last 2 years, and just doesn't work for them. You know what I mean? And it's never right from the start. I think you can tell.
Well, I was married for a very long time, 25 years, and I was in a relationship for 10 years before that. So, you know, this is all new to me. Yeah. For 3 years, you know. But I obviously dating changes over that time as well. I mean, it's completely different. It's all games now, and, you know, saying the right thing. And texting actually has an awful lot to
social media. How many likes do you have? How popular are you on social media? Well, let me go to another man here. Declan, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Declan? Good, Declan. Now, you believe women are able to give as good as they get online?
Oh. Love and honor of God, I tell you.
Are you online?
I am online at the minute. My partner broke up there not so long ago, 3 months ago maybe, or at it.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm 36 years old and not getting any younger. Now, I have to say, very outgoing lad, kind of lad, that isn't afraid to flirt with a girl at the bar.
Just remind you, Declan, this is not blind date, just in case you think it is, right? But go on.
No. But I'm just telling you that you can't get things across when you're sending old messages to girls, because the girls, you know, they take it up the wrong way, you know, the way you say things.
Yeah, but I mean, Jane is talking about blokes who, by the second or third text, are asking them, do they like to masturbate and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Lads can be very inappropriate sometimes.
Oh, hey, they can. And I know one of those lads. I was on it years ago, and I was just on it for the crack, you know what I mean? It was me up with girls who were going around having sex and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But the whole thing is now, I'm more mature or whatever. But sure, I had a girl messaging me there for these 2 days, and I thought he was an angel. And he was absolutely gorgeous. I tell you, it was drop dead. I was like, oh, man. Give me a bit of that, like.
Yeah.
And, like, I was being nice and polite and all this, and then she started talking about the different ways of having sex and what way she liked.
Are you sure she wasn't actually, you know, somebody, she was probably some 70-year-old bloke in a room on his own?
I found out who she was and everything, and she sent me her fucking Facebook details and everything. I swear to God, a fine looking woman. Like.
What do they call it? Catfish? Isn't that what they call it?
No, she's not a catfish. I know.
And how long are you dating? How many websites are you on, Declan?
No, I'm only on one.
Which one are you on?
Oh, that old pop.
The what?
POF, pop, plenty of fish.
Oh, plenty of fish.
Yeah, plenty of fish.
But now, I don't know. I mean, Jane, the Plenty of Fish site, you know, I hear a lot about it. It does seem to be one of the most popular, isn't it, Jane?
So I hear it, but I've never been on it.
Right, but it does seem to be the major one for the hookups, Declan.
Well,
you know what I mean?
What's really a hookup one? Like this?
Are you looking for hookups? Are you looking for a relationship, or are you looking for a quick one?
No. I'm going for the relationship. You know what I mean?
So are you looking for love and marriage and all that, or are you looking for someone you can just give on a Saturday night? And
all that kind of crap. You see, you can't meet anyone during the, you know, COVID crap, you know?
Don't be blaming the COVID. That's only been for the last 4 months.
You know what I mean? Oh, no, but I'm not that long finger, but it was gone south a long time before that year. You get me?
Yeah.
No, we were trying and this and that and the other. And
I thought it was funny. Do you remember during the COVID when the HSE put out the warning that you're not allowed to have sex with strangers?
I'll tell you, at the beginning of the COVID, I was flat out of it.
Well, see, now you're starting to sound like a player, Declan. How many women have you been with since your marriage or since your relationship broke down?
None.
So who are you? Have you had a couple of one-night stands?
No, I haven't. You know, because I'm not kind of crazy into that shit anymore, Niall, you know?
All right, what, and sex?
No, but you know what I mean.
You're only 36, for God's sake.
Women think you're fucking, disrespecting them all the time. I try to be respectful to women.
Right, no. Yeah.
Now, when I was younger, I was a fucking asshole.
Right, well, and yeah, a lot of young blokes are, yeah.
I'm past my mid-30s, and I don't want to be that way with girls, but some of the girls...
And can I ask you, by the way, on Plenty of Fish, have you ever sent a picture of yourself in the nip?
Never. Fucking never, man.
No. Or a picture of a bit of your body?
No, not at all. You think I'm a fucking idiot, yeah?
have you ever had a request for a bit of your body on a photograph?
I had one. But this is what I'm trying to say. I had women sending me stuff, do you get me? And asking me things and telling me about what they liked and all the...
Yeah, see, Jane, I suppose it can go both ways.
Well, I'm rolling my eyes here, you know. I can't believe it. I can't believe women do that.
They do. Oh, come on, Jane, don't be naive. There are women out there who are just looking for a hookup as well.
By the way,
I'm not judging them. If that's what they want, that's what they want. You know, I wouldn't judge a man for doing it either. So, I mean, it's not my kind of lifestyle.
Can I just say, Niall, what I really find is that, and I don't want to come across as anti-men. I'm not. I actually like men's company. I prefer men.
But you wouldn't be on a dating site if you weren't. Yeah, okay.
No, but I prefer men to talk to than women at times because they're less complicated when you get to know them.
Yeah.
If you can find one. But I do find that an awful lot of them in their 50s who have been divorced or separated or whatever, they tend to bring their story along with them, you know, of what happened to them. Anybody starts talking about what she did. And,
yeah, I know. Okay.
Or they want to talk about the details of the divorce. I'm just so bored listening to that. I don't care.
But hang on. Okay, so you've just put me into a category there, and you're correct, right? Okay, I'm 56 and I'm going through a divorce. So obviously, you know, some of the conversation that would happen between myself and my partner, you know, would be about what's going on in relation to my divorce and my life and everything else and my past as well. But that's what you, when you buy into a relationship, that's what you're there to support that person through a difficult time. And you know what I mean?
Yes, but you are when you're in the relationship, not when you first meet somebody.
Oh, no.
Baggage. I don't want someone else's baggage. I've already dealt with mine. I don't really. And this is what I
know. I get what you mean. The first date. Yeah.
Women, you know, are not. That is generalizing. A lot of women tend to deal with their baggage. They will do the counseling. They will try and move on. They will, you know.
Women are better at that than men, but generally.
I do think so. And a lot of men, it's about being.
But you know why? Because women
they
have.
Women have social circles.
See, women have social circles, and myself and Helena Nash were talking about this in great detail one night, that, you know, if Helena has a problem, she has her sisters, she has her friends, she has her social circle. Whereas men, when they have a problem, particularly in a relationship, they tend not to reach out to their social circle because it's not macho or cool. They might have one or two mates that they can confide in, but it's generally not macho or cool for a guy to say he has a problem. And it's something that we have to deal with in society. The men should be able to talk, you know, to other people about their problems. Night.
I totally agree.
So I think that's why then they may carry that baggage onto the next relationship because they haven't dealt with it. And they sometimes can't deal with it. They find it more difficult than women. Women are much stronger than men when it comes to dealing with emotional problems. Believe it or not. You think that men are, but they're not. Men are just better at hiding it.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
And we don't express it. I mean, for example, even in relation to the way society views men. You know, if a man goes to a Garda station, for example, and his wife has been verbally abusive or maybe she's been, you know, I don't know, she's emotionally abusing him, the guards tend not to want to know about it. But if a woman goes to a Garda station, she's dealt with completely different and given a much more sympathetic ear. Now, I'd like to think that's changing somewhat, but I don't believe so. You know, I think society looks differently at men than it does at women. Now, don't get me wrong, men have their own set of problems too. You know, I mean, this whole kind of macho thing can lead on then to other things. And we myself and Lena and Master were talking about the abuse of women earlier on and rape and all those other things. And the way we have to, you know, we should be talking to our sons and trying to move away from this idea of the patriarchy and all that kind of stuff. And I agree with all that. But I also believe that we have to deal with the issues and the underlying issues is that men don't talk. They don't, and they're not listened to sometimes.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know, and I, if you look, so we see it right across the board, Jane, look at family law in this country. It's one-sided.
Yeah, and suicide.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and suicide, the majority, 85% of the suicides are male. Family law, the majority of women get custody of the children. I mean, it's always, it's very one-sided. So we need to listen to men too.
Oh, we do.
But I do agree with you when it comes to the dating, getting back on a lighter note. I think testosterone plays a huge part. Declan.
Hey.
Yeah,
do you?
Yeah, testosterone.
I went on a date, right? I met this one in a Silvermax car park.
Well, that's classy. Yeah. you met her in Supermax car park.
Yeah, it's the truth, yeah.
That was classy. Yeah, go on.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How would you like to go on a date, darling, to Supermax?
No. We just met up, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To see how we were, whatever. I met her and she was completely different, man.
But hold on for a second. If you're saying to a girl online, you've met a girl, all right, let's meet up and, you know, I'll meet you in Supermax car park. No, what does that say to them?
That wasn't my idea. I told her I'd meet her and she said, I'll meet you here. And then when I went there, she was definitely 3 stone heavier than she was in pictures. in all honesty, like.
But was she pretty?
Was completely different.
Yeah, but was she pretty?
Oh, she was lovely.
Well, then what difference does it make if she was 3 stone heavier?
No, but, you see, I believe in honesty. Like, she had...
Yeah, no, okay, I get you.
Average body type, all this kind of thing, and you know what I mean? And it made me feel uncomfortable, do you know?
Mm.
Do you know, because you're kind of meeting somebody that you weren't expecting, do you know?
Yeah.
And then there was another one, I met another one, and, like, she said she had one kid, and then it turned out at the end that she had 4.
I do believe honesty is a huge part, and Jane, I'm assuming you would agree with that when you set up a profile, you should be honest.
Absolutely. You should. Yeah, you should. But I do think it's a bit shallow to you know, go on about the weight thing.
Yeah, she might have been going to a bad time with a bit of weight. Jesus Christ.
I'm not on about the weight. Do you get me?
You just mentioned the weight, Declan. So no, you are on about
old,
it.
They were old pictures. Three, you know what I mean?
They were, yeah, the pictures were 20 years old.
I put up, you know,
she's 56. And can I ask you why you're in your school uniform in your photograph? Listen, Declan, thank you very much indeed. Jane, I appreciate you coming on the air. Loads and loads of people texting in about online dating, by the way. Somebody says, complete waste of time. No, it's never worked out for me. I agree with Jane completely. All men are after one thing. Somebody else says, no, I think it's outrageously unfair to suggest that men are looking for sex constantly all the time. It's only some of the time. Oh, fair enough. Jane sounds like a real gem. Ah, she sounded lovely. Another bird says, Niall, hi. I took 3 friends on a date. He never met them. They were in a different pub, but I had the safety of knowing that they were next door. I was on a Tinder date. That's a lot of weirdos out there on Tinder. I know there's advice out there, isn't it? And I know Jane kind of disregarded it a little bit and said you should know at the age of 50, and I get what she's talking about. But, yeah, if you're meeting somebody at night on your own for the first time, it's no harm to have a friend close by. I don't mean sitting at the table when the person walks in, because Jane is right. If you were going out for a first date, you're a guy or a girl, and there was 2 lads sitting at the table, you'd be completely put off by that, wouldn't you?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.